You could be gambling in Vegas, riding in famous, handsome and dangerous, reckless and shameless. I'll take the most hated, super obsessive, even possessive. Those are the best. I need passion. I wanna show, baby, lights, camera, action. I need fast whips and fast lips and accents. I wanna argue in the middle of Manhattan. I lower my standards as long as you ain't boring. Baby, be anything but boring. I'll probably go back, me a little actor. Finally make my daddy proud, settle down with a pastor. Run away with some old money or settle down with a scammer. Aries, Cancer, love me a little Leo. I don't even fuck with Virgos, but I'll take it. I'll take it on a balcony naked. Make it real, make it last, make it crazy. Give me manic, give me magic, give me damage. Fuck it, lower my standards, as long as you win.
Welcome to today's episode of The Lucky Show. I am here in studio with Janae.
Hi.
Do you want to give a little bit of background about yourself, where you're from, who you are, what you do?
My name's Janae. I'm from Oakland, was raised in Oakland. I am the co-founder of Color Palette Magazine, which is a multi-dimensional mag meant to highlight artists of color. And right now, we only have one issue out, and that issue is entitled Home, where we focus on artists from the Bay. I co-founded with my friend Dominic Wong, who I met in high school, and we've been doing Color Palette since 2020. We're working right now on a short film.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Dom's short film, so we're working on that, and then we're going to start working on issue two.
Okay. The reason I brought Janae on the show is because we both run magazines, and oftentimes our magazines get kind of confused for
all
one another. But what even brought you and Dom together, outside of being high school friends? Like, what made you hear this idea and be like, yeah, actually, I'm going to be part of this?
So when I went to college in D.C., I went to Howard, and when I was out there, I was around a lot of artists. I think I've been around a lot of artists my whole life, and I never really knew why, because a lot of times I felt like I was outside of the artistry. Like, I didn't sing, I didn't dance, and all my friends did. And I was always like, man, like, what am I doing around all these people? And like, I can't hold a note, I can't rap. But when I went to DC, I saw art as a form of like protest. And then during COVID, that was my sophomore year, I came back out here, and all the protests that were happening in Oakland were all art-based. And so I saw a really strong connection between DC and Oakland through art. And I was like, man, this is so cool. I want to start documenting this. And Dom, we would always do photo shoots together and take pictures together. So he actually lent me a camera for it. And my original idea was just to do YouTube vlogs. And he was like, well, I've always wanted to do a magazine. What if we combine our ideas and work together? And that's how it was started.
Yeah, and some of these songs kind of have influenced you in your own artistic journey. Right now, I don't know if anyone can hear it, but Butterflies by Michael Jackson is playing. Why is that an important song for you?
Yeah, I would say that's probably one of my most influential songs. I have a very core memory. Somebody who really influenced my music sound was my goddad. And I remember one time, I think he was taking me to a Kings game in Sacramento, and he was playing Butterflies. And I used to love Michael Jackson. I mean, I still do, but I Love Michael Jackson Down was like, had the music video sets, all that. But I remember him playing Butterflies. I was probably like 7 and I didn't really like the song. I was like, I don't really get it. Like, I don't know. This is not my favorite Michael Jackson song. And he was like, no, when you're older, just watch. Like, you're going to love this song. And he was right. And this is one of my favorite songs. Yeah. And I feel like it's really just influenced like the way I listen to music. And I think, it's very like on brand now, you know, with the Michael Jackson movie out and everybody's
listening. Did you enjoy the movie? Honestly, as a fan, like, not as like a critic of like okay. music.
I liked the performance scenes, but like the movie itself, it was like, to me, I liked the BET special a little bit better, honestly. But I love Michael Jackson, so it was cool. And then I watched it with my granny, and watching her get really excited about the movie made me really happy. So that made me like it a little bit
That's
more.
Nice. We only got like a minute of the song left, so let's play it out. Especially, well, I saw Beyonce at Cowboy Carter and Renaissance, and seeing her there and doing the song was like such a moment. And
that also in the movie. An amazing concert to go to. It was like top.
Beyonce was actually my first concert.
Really?
Ever.
I think Cheetah Girls, that was my first concert.
That's real too. I feel like that might have been a little bit more age appropriate, honestly. But you talked about making up dances in like elementary school to this song. Can you talk about what being a diva means in your work today?
Being a diva, I think being a diva is just staying true to yourself. I think it's really hard to stay true to yourself. It's really hard to even know what that means, especially like with social media and there's so many influences. But just staying true to your values and like not really caring what other people think, that's really been a theme since college, I think, of how I express myself, is just trying to be authentic to myself and like doing what I like and not really caring like if other people, you know, don't really like it or think it's weird. That's really how I express myself, especially through style.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, when I was younger, I definitely embodied that, like just not caring. I was a very sassy little kid. You couldn't really tell me anything. And yeah, I think that's definitely carried on. I think I'm a little nicer with it now. But
how have you maintained that throughout growing up and becoming a woman in that? I feel like a lot of times girls get to be like, we get told that being a kid, you can't be sassy, but being an adult, you can't be a sassy woman.
Yeah, because when you're young, it's cute. It's like, oh, look at that little kid. Like
he has attitude.
Yeah.
But then now you got a badass attitude.
Exactly. Can you repeat your question?
Oh, I was just asking how you maintain that, especially as you've gotten older.
I think it was hard. I think there's a lot of ups and downs in like discovering myself, and I think there was moments where I let other people tell me who I am, and that made me doubt myself, and gone through a lot of struggle with like anxiety and depression, but most recently I think how I've really stayed true to me and like really just being who I am is through fashion and through how I express myself through style. I think it just helps me be more confident in who I am, and helps me not to always be looking at other people for validation.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about fashion. I post my outfits pretty often.
Yeah, yeah.
If anyone knows, you know, Janae, you have like a different type of style. Do you want to talk about what you got on today?
Yeah. What do I have on today? Okay, I got this shirt I got from 3319 Marche. One of their events. Honestly, I can't even remember which event it was, but it's very, I like very baggy clothes, so I got on a lot of baggy stuff right now. I got dressed very fast, so the fashion details are escaping me.
They come as they come, okay.
But yeah, I think I was listening to Mac Dre in the gym this morning, so I think I was inspired to channel that little hyphy.
Also, right now we're playing Elliot or Less by Childish Gambino. Honestly, I never really listened to Camp. Can you talk about when you found Camp and how that made you interested in his music?
Yeah. Middle school is when I found this album. I'm trying to remember if I started listening to Childish Gambino or Chance the Rapper first. And either one, I found the other person through that. It might have been Chance because I remember going to a lot of Chance the Rapper concerts when I was younger. And then my first like big concert I went to was Childish Gambino and Erykah Badu at the Greek Theater in 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, my sister brought me. Yeah. And that was probably, I was going to concerts before that, but it was like Kaylin and Miles and the Cheetah Girls. So that was like my first real concert experience. So it really shaped the way that I listened to music, and it shaped my appreciation for music. I think both Childish Gambino and Erykah Badu performed so beautifully that that was over 10 years ago, and I still remember it. But I remember really liking Camp at the time because of how he talked about his experience. Like, he was very different, like, oh, I'm this nerdy black boy, nobody gets me, da da da. You know, as a middle schooler, you feel like nobody understands you, and like, you're so different. And so I really resonated to that, and I just loved the storytelling of it. And then it also helped that he was dating Janae Aiko at the time, and so he kept saying Janae in his songs, and I was like, he's talking to me.
We got about a minute left. We've been talking a lot, but not in a bad way.
Long live tramp stamps in pepper and
You mentioned how a lot of these songs feel so nostalgic. Listening to this SZA song made me, like, reminded me that I went to one of her early shows with The Internet and Willow and Janae.
Wow.
I like the Warfield when I was in high school. But yeah, can you talk about Z and what that, like, even like what listening to that in your earlier, in your like adolescent years, what that was like?
Yeah,
SZA speaks to the soul in a different way that like everybody else don't.
I agree, and I feel like this album is such a classic that it stayed with me as I've grown up.
Mm-hmm.
I think some things that I listened to in middle school, I'm like, I don't relate to as much anymore. There's been times where I stopped listening and then started listening. But this is one of those albums that have just resonated with me and like hits every single time I listen to it. I think when I was in middle school, early high school, there was a lot of identity stuff that I was going through, and I just felt like some of the songs like she was singing about me and just being a black woman and finding yourself in love and like what that looks like and like how people relate to you romantically. I feel like that was a big part of like trying to figure life out in my early years. And then as I got older, I feel like the same themes just kind of carried, but just in different ways.
Yeah.
I guess they express themselves in different ways. So I just really appreciated this album. I think it always just really, like you said, it just really touches my soul. And I saw SZA too in, when was that? There was a festival out here called Blurry Vision. That was in 2018, I think.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, I just really love SZA. And also it's cool how she's developed as an artist. I think when she first dropped Control, I was like, oh man, I really liked the alternative SZA.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, wait, no, I do like this new sound that she's doing. But yeah, this will always be, I think, my favorite SZA album.
Even the concept of finding SZA in middle school is so...
Yeah, SoundCloud, man, SoundCloud.
We actually just spoke through the entire song of Rememory. You want to talk about that? Surf was so different for even me. Like, I feel like listening to Surf was like, oh, this is what jazz rap can be like.
Yeah.
In a different way.
Obviously. Is that same SoundCloud era? I really liked Chance and back then. And this song, Erykah Badu. There was another one that had No Name and J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my two favorite off the album. And I just remember listening to this, Surf, Z, and I think Acid Rap, like on repeat all the time, especially I think in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember like looking out the car window, like on long drives.
It's longing.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And yeah, now that I'm a little bit older and my music taste has developed, I really do appreciate when people mix genres.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that happens a lot, especially now and especially in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Taking pieces from rap, taking pieces from jazz, taking different aspects of hip hop
mm-hmm.
and rock and combining them together. I just think it's so cool because I feel like me as a person, I'm very like multidimensional
mm-hmm.
and I'm inspired by a lot of different things, and it's hard for me to put myself in like one area. So I love music that expresses itself like that. So that's just very different, and that pulls from a lot of different things, especially black art, because it's very broad and it's already inspired by so much. So yeah,
I feel like that answer can go into you and why you guys decided to cover Bay Area
mm-hmm.
artists and artists of color in the Bay for Color Palette. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I think I noticed that a lot of the media in the Bay covers a certain type of artist. It's usually musical artists, but it's usually like a certain type of musical artist. And
they lean rock, they lean pop.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like we are in a renaissance right now where everybody is creating, and creation is really keeping us alive and keeping like spirit and hope and joy and love alive. And I thought it was very important to highlight that when I was in DC, nobody knew anything about Oakland. I didn't realize we were in such a bubble until I moved to the East Coast. But it really makes sense. Like, it's Oakland, and then LA is 7-hour drive, yeah. hour flight away from us, and then Vegas is like the same. Mm-hmm. And it's like we are really landlocked. And then on the East Coast, you could take the train an hour and be mm-hmm. in another state. It's so much easier for ideas and art to be shared on the East Coast and through the South, and even like in the North, because it's just easier to get mm-hmm. places. But California, that's like 5 states in one.
Yeah.
And so nobody knew anything about us. All people knew was like, oh, like, it's kind of dangerous out there. I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about what y'all got going on. And I was like, man, it's so much more than that, and it's so much beauty. Oakland has always been a place of inspiration, of creation, of rebellion. And so I wanted people to see, like, that we were so much, and just a little part. So I had 5 artists on our first issue, and they all had different mediums. It was Galen, who's a stylist, Akil, who's a rapper. We had photographers. We had Matt, who is a photographer for Lucky now. So we were just trying to showcase like a whole bunch of different type of artists in our first issue. And even as we continue, like, we have a whole bunch of stuff recorded that we haven't dropped yet. Some of it's on YouTube though. We had Sinai, who does styling out here. And we had Pablo, who's a photographer who mm-hmm. captures Black art in Oakland. So we just really wanted to show that, like, Oakland has so much to give and to show.
Yeah, right now we're listening to Cranes in the Sky. I tried to do everything to get away, but somehow it never works. What does this song, like, mean for you? Like, how have you related to this song?
Yeah.
In your young adulthood?
So growing up, I went to a lot of white schools. I went to O'Dowd. For middle school, I went to a school called Julia Morgan, which is an all-girls school, and that was an interesting experience for me. I think at O'Dowd, I was, like, it was easy for me to stand out because I could be, like, a exceptional Black girl. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I don't know, it was hard to find an identity outside of that, and it showed when I went to Howard and everybody was that, mm-hmm. and I had to be like, okay, well, who actually am I? And I think Solange was somebody who I really related to, especially this album, like, just being in an all-white space and being Black and having to figure that out. I really like this. And when this album came out, I was taking a Black nationalism class at O'Dowd, which really inspired where I am now in terms of, like, going into education, and especially focusing on education for Black kids and kids of color, especially in the Bay and urban areas. Solange just really spoke to me, and I actually got to see her in concert at the Greek Theater too.
I was there too.
Yeah. Yes. That was an amazing show.
That was a great show.
That was probably my top concert I've been to.
That was a good one. Let's play it.
Sometimes I don't wanna feel those metal it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't want to feel those metal eyes. I tried to run it away. Thought in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 states. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover. Thought if I was alone, then maybe I could recover. To write it away, or cry it away.
Don't you cry it, babe. Those metal lines.
as fuck. Dropped out of school and bought myself a chain. I must have taught myself a million things. I'm at the trap, I can sell anything. I wish I would allow myself to hear that soul dream. I pray my daughter never ever experience no dream. I told her Colgate, baby, gotta keep your teeth straight. Bay, I'm flexing, extensive. Brand new Rory, Smith & Wesson. You. Make myself a baller, want my credit, speaking of credit, bail off owe me, I got credit, V12, y'all ain't ready at all. Trapping beats, I'm like, hurry up and buy. Extra Draco for my pops, cause it's birthday 4th of July. I'm so busy, make me feel like I'm in and out my kid's life. Hey.
I'm the father of 6 babies.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. New coupe, new shoes.
New coupe, brand new
Ooh.
Shoes.
Rose gold, my girl up, no man in 92. Fuck them by the 2 and let them travel with a few. All this fucking money, I'm mean, just shit, not my boo. I'm living right and ain't ever read a book. Chanel vintage, put it on them books. The way I whip that body, charging me with cruelty. Yeah, don't try to stop me, don't you try to knock me. You see me got these crackers in the back, man. You gotta forgive my heart. I don't mean to stunt like that.
I don't mean to do that too. Red bottoms on, come at Met Gala.
I'm about to spend.
I ain't playing games. I'm on every problem.
About to spend
$2,000 for the newest snake collar.
Snake, yeah.
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Head dollar.
I ain't paying.
Raw clean.
Balls clean.
Ball means.
Let's get it.
Vintage swag.
Vintage hoe.
New Salinas.
Hold my glass.
Hands dirty.
Hey,
watch me turn them clean.
Ain't clean.
Let's shot it. Kill by any meaning,
keep back.
Fade the sound, change, change.
Not your
best friend, fail my jeans. I'ma turn on my team.
Turn up my
team. New condoms, I'm team.
Condo,
I turn into something.
Turn into
something. AP match my jeans. Converse is my queen. Padded for my queen.
Sweat.
Get me for these coins. Mattress from the swing. Project Levine. I'm gon' go like Bean.
Go.
New bag with no strings. I put ice in my cup.
Yeah.
In the pool, no chlorine.
Dropped out of school and bought myself a chain. I must have taught myself a million things. I'm at the trap, I can sell anything. I wish I would allow myself to hear that soul dream. I pray my daughter never ever experience no.
Okay, I have a question about you going to school at Howard and
okay.
being from the Bay.
Okay.
What was it? I mean, obviously it was like they don't know nothing. So what were you like kind of exposing your friends and your people to that you were like, this is actually what the Bay can be like or has been like or is like?
I would say I was showing them a lot of my friends' stuff. And then I remember them loving Kamaya. Like, I remember putting them onto Kamaya and them being like, oh my God, this this slaps. Well, they didn't say slaps, but like they
whatever,
loved
whatever
it.
Whatever they say over
yeah,
there.
Exactly. I remember putting people onto All Black and it like blowing their minds. And then I remember somebody playing Larry June and being like, where are you from? But then realizing that Larry June was like the only artist that people knew outside of the Bay, which
yeah,
was interesting
that is
to
interesting.
Me. Yeah.
And we are getting to some more niche California music because Hook's playing right now. What was it like when you first found Hook? I feel like I found Hook at Crash My Car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or no, it was Fuck That Nigga. So right before Crash My Car.
So when I was in high school, I was on this like holier than thou, like I only listened to like, what is it? What do they call it? Like the
conscious rap.
Conscious rap, yeah.
You had your backpack
exactly,
on.
Exactly, yeah. I wasn't fucking with any of the mumble rap. Like I was like, no, I only listened to Tupac and Kendrick. And but then when I got to college, when I started expressing myself more, especially through fashion, I started finding all these different artists. I think Rico Nasty was my start to like more alternative hip hop, especially being in the DMV.
Yeah.
And I started dressing different, listening a lot more like rock, and I loved it. Like I love the rock thing. It was really Rico and Thug that got me started in it. And just the way that they expressed themselves through fashion, the way that they just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
They would just wear whatever, say, their music was so different. And then when I found Hook, I think it was around COVID, maybe a little bit before that. I was like, I love it. Like, this is so different. And I love it. And I was in a rock star phase. So that's really how I felt. I was angry, but I was also like finding myself in new ways. So, artists like that really resonated with me.
Yes. I think Hook should come back, but I hope she gets better soon.
Yeah.
Fucking a lady. Big bitch up in a pity. He's on my bad little pity. Bitch, don't come to my city. Niggas only wanna keep it 50. I'm a boss, bitch, be dead. Talking out your neck, all dick.
Of you. The righteous way to go, little one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none. The love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you.
Okay, I just told Janae about my deep dive on Curtis Mayfield. But what made you put this song on your listed inspirations?
Okay, so things that have inspired me my whole life is history, fashion, and music. Mm-hmm. And recently I've been like going back and listening to like a lot of music from, well, like a couple months ago I was obsessed with the 70s, so I was listening to a lot of music from the 70s and 60s, 70s, and 80s, and this song is just so beautiful, and I just feel like, I don't know, I've been in a very peaceful place in my life, and I also get overstimulated really easily. Mm-hmm. So music from this era really helps me. There's a lot of light in my apartment, and so I don't know, I just feel like it's encompassing of my life right now. I'm just trying to express love, like be an expression of love. And I just really like this song. It really brings me a lot of peace. It's just beautiful. I just love it. And then I like Curtis Mayfield. I like the content of his music. I like the fashion. I think it's hella cool. I like the dances. I like all of it. So
you watch Soul Train? Or yes. Have you ever watched,
yes,
Soul Train?
Have you
not on right now.
Yeah, I was watching a whole bunch of Soul Train reruns on YouTube. So yeah.
I think about the Superfly soundtrack, yeah, a lot, like how, mm-hmm, it was like social commentary,
exactly,
but everybody was just like dancing.
Yeah, they don't want to hear me. They just want to dance.
No, literally. Right now, Molasses by Hades K.O.D. is playing. I've been listening to their more recent album, the one that's Red. I can't think of it. It has,
yeah,
Red Room on it.
Yeah.
Can't think of the name.
Is it called Red Room? Or
maybe.
No?
Okay. I don't know. But this, yeah, is off Choose Your Weapon. Why did you choose this?
This song, my older sister Amin put me on to. She's another person who really heavily influenced my music. I think she showed me this album when I was in high school, and really developing my music taste and finding music for myself. And this has been a song like Z that has just stuck with me ever since I found it, that no matter how many times I listen to it, I don't get tired of it. I think it's one of those songs that have so many different elements that I see myself in it, because it's just so many things in one.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's listen to it. Mechanical and frail. How do I tessellate to filter the rage? Are you the bond hunter? Relic with an arm and heart. Color of soul far banished to a single arc. Porcelain smolder, and don't forget your state of the art. Buried deep in the soil, selfless or
check, check, check. It go ride to it, ride to it, cause you never know when a bullet might hit and you die to it, die to it, die to it, die to it. Live your life, live it right, be different, do different things, don't do it like he did, cause he ain't what you is, but we can win. Wait, let's get straight to the point, to the meaning of life. What's my purpose? Maybe this earth is ain't a good place to be. How far is heaven? Let's see. Is it in the clouds like they said it would be? I wonder when I die, will he give me receipts? I wonder with the eyes of the Lord, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm a loser, I'm a winner, I'm good, I'm bad, I'm a Christian, I'm a sinner, I'm humble, I'm loud, I'm righteous, I'm a killer. What I'm doing, I'm saying that I'm human. Now people just ride to it, ride to it, cause you never know when a bullet might hit and you die to it, die to it, die to it, die to it. Live your life, live it right, be different, do different things, don't do it like he did, cause he ain't what you is, but we can win. Wait, let's get straight to the point. It go one, two, three, two in the front, one in the back seat, 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 seat. Looking for a victim of an AK-47, 100 round each, each, each. But why must we retaliate? Is it human nature? I don't know. I look for the answers later. Make a right, there they go. Sometimes gotta ride to it, ride to it, cause you never know when a bullet might hit and you die to it, die to it, die to it, die to it. Live your life, live it right, be different, do different things, don't do it like he did, cause he ain't what you is, but we can win, win. Wait, let's get straight to the point. As I open this book and then burn up some of this reef for my planets to figure out the world and escape all my demons. I'm dying inside, I wonder if Zion inside the heavens. A condom, a rolling chain, a fat blunt, and a Mac 11. It's all I see in my life and they tell me to make it right. But I'm right on the edge of Everest and I might jump tonight. Have you ever had known a saint that was taking sinners' advice? Well, it's probably you. Am I right? If I'm wrong, you a fucking lie. When I lie on my back and look at the ceiling, it's so appealing to pray. I wonder if I'm just a villain dealing my morals away. Some people look in my face and tell me don't worry about it. I give them back their deposit. No money, just total silence. I'm running, they say I'm wildin'. The youngin' with lack of guidance. There's hundreds of us with problems. More money, more drugs and violence. Look at the soul of an out of control artist that's dealing with life the hardest. That's all my life. But regardless, I'ma ride to it, ride to it. Cause I never know when a bullet might hit me. And I die to it, die to it, die to it, die to it. Live my life, live it right. Be different, do different things. Don't do it like he did, cause he ain't what I is. But we can win. Wait, let's get straight to the point.
Yeah, life can please you, but death can tease you. All the day Miko had that seizure, I lost one of my biggest believers. Close steps make you think about your life, like if I had that same chance twice, what would I do different? I tell her I love her more, do more, but tease her by crying on that picture. Now when I'm done recording, swear I let the beat bang in her name. Make her shake her head in heaven, saying they get it again. Making clouds turn to speak, can't take too much smoke from the love being in a room with a peep. Now my love life murking me, family having surgeries, hated by people that chose for their life to be under me. Lord, what kind of life is this? Mama, I just want the same. Mama said, according to get everything, you gotta risk everything. So I'm smoking my Kush, reading Corinthians. Smoking my Kush, reading Corinthians. Smoking my Kush, reading Corinthians. Smoking my Kush, reading Corinthians.
Into those last couple of songs, we got Erykah Badu and then All Black. Anything you want to say about and on by Erykah Badu?
I was thinking as Cushion Corinthians was playing how much I appreciate storytellers like of all genres. I think that was probably one of the reasons why I started Color Palette, especially people who tell stories, people of color who tell stories, Black people who tell their stories, especially now. I think a lot of stories are trying to get rewritten and erased. And so I think it's so important doing the work that we do, mm-hmm. keeping people's stories alive and telling our own stories and our own history. Because I think it's just really inspiring to hear what people go through, and you never know like who's gonna relate to mm-hmm. your story and who's gonna be inspired by it. So that's why I really love Kendrick. That's why I really love Badu. I remember I was listening to this song with somebody, and they were like, I wonder what she was feeling when she was writing this. And I was like, she said it, like it's a song, like it's right here. So I love people that can express themselves and tell stories in such eloquent ways that really like touch your soul in different ways.
Okay, I'll save my last question for the next song, okay. So people can actually hear what okay. you.
And the other women and I rule the men. Two fish, one swimming upstream, one swimming down, living in a dream. But when she loves, she tends to cling. When incense burns, smoke unfurls. Analog girl in the digital world. The Rasta style, flower child. So dip, dip, bow, zip, dip, dial. The go-to smile, split them vows. Bling, boom, bling, melanated. Got to give birth to church. But everybody wanna ask this earth. What good do your words do if they can't understand you? Don't go talking that shit, Badu, Badu. Cafeteria. Remember how I felt the day I first started my period. Remember there in school one day I learned I was inferior. Water in my cereal. Badu in your stereo. Holla if you hear me though. Remembering is good if you don't let it be the fear in you. Wrap your hair with this material. Same for singers. Gotta sing on the beats they bring us, but that's all I have, ain't got no more. But still the people really wanna know.
Why good do your words do if they can't understand you? Don't go talking that shit, Badu, Badu. What good do your words do if they can't understand you? Don't go talking.
Me run it up. 10K for the feet, ho, you ain't got enough. I ain't worried about a nigga, we got choppers tucked. Dirty project, bitch, she'll line you up. I don't owe a nigga shit, but a bitch slap. Pillow talking to the bitch and got your bitch snatched. Ballin' on these niggas, guess I'm buffed up. Nigga got my old bitch, he think he lucked up. Broke nigga and his feelings tell him tough luck. Norse's meant the block in a Dodge truck. I'm really on the road, that's on dang soul. Still dodging feds in them plain clothes. Road runner, play runners, I call all plays. I ain't turning down shit, I take all phase. I stood on long 10 if I got stepped on. Shots on 22nd, damn, I thought I left dog. Bitch, I'm rich off the pack, so I act different. Running laps on these niggas, bitch, we trap different. The bag just landed, feeling rich as fuck. I ain't sparing no niggas, just to sum it up. Put a bitch in her place, I don't cater to shit. You can't say that you won't save her, you stalking the bitch. Every time I get around her, I'm dogging the bitch. She ain't got the paper shaker, cause Paulin' the bitch.
Better get your bitch, she keep watching the pin. Me and shit are the scum lords, the Dusty and Chris. Sax flannel, Jeffrey jeans, that's a band for the fit.
Christians on band and a half, they're just for the kicks. You watch Pod 22, we off gallons and fists. And quit yelling, free the bitch when you niggas are simps. All I did was stay facts and fog up the booth. Kept it real with a bitch, she gon' run from the truth. You run your mouth like a Kentucky Derby commentator. You need to use that same energy.
Okay, as we close out, I just want to like ask you a little bit more about your upbringing in Oakland. Like, how did that influence even what you do today? One, as an educator, but two, like, as someone who cares about storytelling and documenting. Yeah.
I think Oakland is somewhere that has always, I think I said this earlier, just bred like ingenuity and creativity. I think being in Oakland, everybody likes to have their own stees. And it's really fun because you can express yourself in different ways. And I feel like we have a very, like this song is very much shit talking. We love to shit talk. We love shit talking. We love talking our shit, popping our shit. And I feel like that really carried with me as I went to the East Coast. And like when people didn't know anything about Oakland, I'm like, oh, okay, you don't know anything. Let me tell you. And it's just translated today in the way that I carry myself, the way that I walk with confidence, the way I talk with confidence. This is my hype song. Like every time I was nervous to do something, I had an interview or whatever, I would play the song and I'd be like, okay, I got this, like I could do this. I think Oakland has just really influenced the way that I express myself. My dad is from New Jersey, and I was actually born in Ohio, and I moved to Oakland when I was 4.
What the heck?
Yeah, and I'm always like, I'm so grateful that I wasn't raised anywhere but Oakland, because I would not be, like, I wouldn't have the swag that I have. No offense, you know, maybe I would, I don't know, you know, I don't really know anything about Cincinnati, but I doubt that I would be who I am today if I was raised somewhere else. I'm just grateful for the individuality that I have gotten as a result of being in Oakland, and how all my interests of like education, history, music, fashion have come together to make me who I am and to be able to tell the stories that I tell.
Yes, and that is our time, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Any last words from Janae about Color Palette, about life?
Follow Color Palette Magazine.
COLOUR.
Yes, the British way. just keep an eye out. We are coming with more stuff very soon. And thank you for having me.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good rest of your week.